Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Lamed Ches, and we are about 10 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Zayin or Mid Beis VeHashlokos. So the topic is Dvarim Shel Ovdei Kechavim. As we saw, there's one Mishnah that discusses Dvarim Shel Ovdei Kechavim that are Asurin VeIsurin Isra. No, Mishnah on daf Lamed Hey Mid Beis, which discusses Dvarim Shel Ovdei Kechavim that are Asurin. But the Eini Surin Isra, no, they're only Asur Bachilo or Shtia, they're not Asur Bahano. And then we're going to see, Yetz Hashem, tomorrow's daf, Dvarim Shalayv De Kechavim that are actually Mutarim. So we've gone through Yayin a little bit. The Ikusugis of Yayin are in the end of Masechta. Yayin, of course, is the first one of the Dvarim Shalayv De Kechavim that I mentioned in this entire Sugya. It's Asurin Ve Isurin Isra, no. We spoke a little bit about Pas, Shemen, about Bishul Oivdei Kechavim. Either way, today's daf, the Iker Sugya is Shlokos, which is Bishul Akum. Zok the Gemara Minoani Mili. Om Rav Chiya Bar Abba. What's the Makar? How do we know that Bishul Akum is Asur? So Rav Chiya Bar Abba said in the name Rav Yoichanan Om Makra. It's learnt out from a Pasuk in the Torah. The context of the Pasuk is Parashas Dvarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu was recounting the events that took place in the Midbar. And Moshe says that we were going to go through the land of Sichon Melech Cheshboy. And before we entered his land, we sent them a telegram. We sent them a letter. The letter said as follows: Ebro Barzecha, let me cross your land. Baderech, Baderech, Eilech, Le'asa, Yom, and Esmael. We're going to pass through. You have nothing to worry about. Oichel Bekesef Tashbirei. This is the pasuk that the Gemara brings. We're going to buy food. The Ochalti, we'll eat it. Umayim Bekesef Titinli V'Shasisi. We'll pay for water as well. Rak Egro. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Sichon, you have nothing to worry about. We're not a threat. We're just passing through. Our destination is Eretz Canaan. Our destination is the promised land, Eretz Yisrael. That's where we're trying to go. Now, when we go through the land, we're going to be hungry, we're going to be thirsty, but we're going to pay for the food. We're going to pay for the water. It's actually going to be good for your economy. This is good. Tourism brings business. So let us pass through the land. I don't see any downside. That was the proposal that Moshe Rabbeinu makes to Sichon Melech Cheshboy. We, of course, know how it all worked out, but that was the original proposal. Says the Gemara, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Adiyuk, Kimayim, the Pasuk equates the food that the Yidden were going to buy and eat to the water that the Yidden were going to buy and eat. And ma mayim shlo nishtana, just like water you drink straight out of the well, it's not nishtana, nothing happens to the water from the time that you receive it to the time you drink it. So to the food that the Yidden was suggesting they were going to buy and eat was going to be oichel shaloi nishtana. But had the oichel been changed, had it been altered, had it been cooked, so to speak, at that point they wouldn't have been able to eat it. So the Yidden clearly said in the pasuk they were going to eat the food of Sichon. But dum yidamayim, and just like mayim is loy nishtana, so too the food they were going to eat was loy nishtana. In other words, bishul akum, if it was nishtana, it would have been awesome. But the Gemara says, elamayato, if this is the makar, the bishul akum is also chitim ason kloyos hachin amidasurin. That means you have a very, very broad definition of what bishul akum means. Bishul akum is aser if there was any shinoi to the oichel. It has to be dumya demayim in order for it to be kosher. But otherwise, it's going to pose an issue. So what would be if somebody took chit and he took wheat and he put it in an oven and roasted it? He parched it. It should come out, it's awesome, because it's not dumya demayim. Mayim isn't put into an oven. Nothing happens to the mayim. So luchura, it should be asur. Chitay machinami, you'll say, okay, who said that's not called bishul akum? Vatanya, it's a mefurish of brisa. Chitay mason kloya, it's mutar. And if somebody takes chitay, makes kloyas out of it, it's mutar. So that can't be the makar to bishul akum, because if that was the makar to bishul akum, then the definition would be so broad that it would have to include chitay mason kloyas, and it's a brisa. We know for sure that it doesn't include that. Ela kamayim, so maybe the hekish tamayim was a little different. Ma mayim shlein ishtana mi briyasa. Ma avoichel shlein ishtana mi briyasa. Similar to mayim in the sense that mayim, it wasn't changed mibriyasa, meaning it still has the same physical nature that it had in its natural state. And we learn that you're allowed to buy oichel from a goy only if in its original state that it was in its natural state. But once you do something to it that alters it from its natural state, at that point, it's going to be asur. So it's not a tsushtel to chitim vason kloyes, because chitim vason kloyes, even though you changed it, you just dried it and you parched it, but it's still in its natural state. But the Gemara says, Elamayat, if that's the case, chitim vitochanon hachinam edison. What would be if you took wheat and you grinded it? You were toiching. it should be Yasser. Why? Because it's not Briyasan. And you're telling me that the only time you're allowed to take food from a guy is if it's Kibriyasan. Now you're going to tell me, who said, nah, maybe a guy, Bishalakim includes, he's not allowed to be Teichen Chitin. We know that's not true. But Tanya, we learned to the Brayz, the Chitim, Hasan Kloyos, Hakmachin, the Haslosoi Shalahem Mutter, the Kemach and the Soilus that comes from the Tchina of a guy is going to be Mutter. So again, that can't be the Makar. So the Gemara says, maybe the Makar is a little different. Ela Kemayim. Ma Mayim Shalem Nishtana Bibriyasam Ayadeh Ha'or. Af Oichel Shalem Nishtana Bibriyasam Ayadeh Ha'or. We have a Hekish from Oichel to Mayim. The Hekish is not that Oichel has to be Dumya the Mayim, otherwise it's off limits because of the Shalakim. We're just using the Hekish to teach me one thing. Just like Mayim was never changed Ayadeh Fire. It was never changed, period. So it certainly wasn't Nishtana al Yedei Ar. So too we learned the only time you're allowed to eat Oichel from a guy is if it was Loi Nishtana al Yedei Ar. But if it was Nishtana al Yedei Ar, a guy cooked it, he baked it, roasted it, there's fire involved in the Oichel, at that point it's going to be awesome. So the Gemara says, I hear, I don't have a kasha on this, but Midi Arksiv, what kind of hekish is that? It doesn't say anything about Ar. Either you make the hekish, either you say Oichel Dumi Damayim, or you don't say Oichel Dumi Damayim. If you want to say Oichel Dumi Damayim, so it has to be in its raw natural state. If that's the case, Chitin Vasoyin Kloya, it should be off limits. Chitin Vitochanon, the Kemach and the Soyla, should be off limits. And so too, Chitin Vafa, or if you Mavashla, it should also be off limits. But we know that's not the halacha. We know the only time Bishul Akam is a problem is if it involves fire. There has to be an element of Ar. So, Luchura, if that's the case, then the Makar can't be this pasuk because the Hekish doesn't work. So what then is the Makar? Ela zokti gemar midrabanan. You have to say the Makar is really din derabanan v'kra asmachta ba'alma. This pasuk is an asmachta, meaning it does stand to some degree, but as an asmachta, it's not actually the original source. So before we go weiter, just two ha'aras right at the beginning of the sugya of Bishul Akam. Number one, it's just interesting that the Gemara brought a pasuk, Oichel bekesef tashbireini v'ochalti, umayim bekesef titen li v'shosisi. Which at first glance, I think if you're being mavis etra, and you're familiar with the halacha Bishul Akam, and you're paying attention, you may be very bothered with this pasuk. What's pasuk shat? Moshe Rabbeinu tells Sichei Melech Cheshbon, we're going to go through Cheshbon, and don't worry, it'll be great for the economy. We're going to eat in your diners, and we're going to buy food. How are you buying food? This is Bishul Akam 101. And even if you're going to tell me that, oh, it's not a problem because the food will be kosher, but Oichel sounds like prepared food. It certainly sounds like it. And it's interesting that the Gemara actually approaches it from the reverse. The Gemara starts off the sugya as if this pasuk is actually the makar to the Isser Bishul Akam. Meaning, the man on the street would probably take the opposite tack. He would say, Oichel bekesef tashbireini. You'll have to come up with a teretz. But the Gemara says just the opposite. The Gemara actually thought that this pasuk was a makar that Bishul Akam should be Aser. The Gemara says it's not a Makar. It does, however, blive as an Asmachta Ba'alma. Another Pasuk that came to mind, which is more negated to yesterday's daf, but all these dafin are intertwined, and that's a Pasuk in Parshas Kisetzi. The Pasuk says, Lo Yove Amoini O Mayavi Bekal Hashem, Gam Dair Asiri Lo Yove Lehem Bekal Hashem Adarilim. So we know Amin Amoyav, they can't come Bekal Hashem, Amoini V'loy Amoinis, Mayavi V'loy Mayavia, David Rus, etc., etc. But the Pasuk gives a reason. Why can't Amin Amoyav intermarry with Klal Yisrael? Al Dvara Shalei Kidmu Eschem, Balechem Uvamayim, Bederech, Bitzeschem Yimitzrayim. The reason is because when the Yidden were leaving Mitzrayim, why didn't Amin Amoyev come out and offer them Lechem and Mayim? Pasuk Sapella. Offer them Lechem, how could you eat their bread? Pasakum. So Luchura, in Devarim, Perik Beis, Pasuk Chav Ches, you have Bishul Akam 101. And in Devarim, Perik Chav Gimel, Pasuk Hey, you have Pasakum 101. So what's Pashim Shah? What was the Havamina that this was going to be okay? So the truth is, maybe they weren't going to eat it. That's also possible. It's not muchach anywhere in the pasuk that they were going to eat it. But either way, just l'saber es oizen, just a little bit of ar. We'll speak out the second ar later. Lom again, a bissel vayt. Zok te gemara amarav shmul barav yitzchok amarav. Shab shmul barav yitzchok said in the name of Rav, kol anechel kama yishu chai, any food that could be eaten raw, ain by mishum bishul yevdikich. So even if a guy goes ahead and the guy cooks the food, it doesn't render it bishul akam. Because being that the guy did not have to cook the food, it was nechal k'moshu chai, you could have eaten it raw, therefore, the halacha is, there's not going to be a problem b'shach. B'surah masneach, that's the way they learned in surah. But b'disa masneach, but b'disa they learned a little bit differently. Amar Rav Shomar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav. So in surah, they used to say over that kula, that Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said in the name of Rav Pumpadisa, there was a different kula in Bishul Akum that they used to say from the same Amiram, the same Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak in the name of Rav, and that is Kol She'inu Nechal Al Shulchan Malachim Lalafis Payas Apas Ein Bayim Bishun. Any food that's not nechal al shulchan malachim wasn't used as a dip al shulchan malachim, but emphasis according to most rishonim on nechal al shulchan malachim. So if it's food that kings would not put on their feast, it wouldn't be on their dining room table. That type of food doesn't have the halachas of bishul akum. So two kulas, both Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak in the name of Rav, and it seems like there were two versions, two gersais, and what this kula was. In Surah, they used to say the kula was, if it's nechal kamoshi chai, if it's something that's eaten raw, even if a guy cooks it later, there's no problem with bishul hakim. In Pumadisa, they used to say that if it's not nechal al shulchan malachim, so it's not such a chash of a food, even if a guy cooks it, no worries. It's not going to be a problem of bishul hakim. Might be nayu, what's the nafkamina between the two gersais? Ike be nayu, dogim kitanim, small fish, the ardi are mushrooms, vidaisa, that was some popular dish that people used to eat back in the day. Rashi says, "Ein nechal and chayin." These foods were not eaten raw, but at the same time, they weren't chashiv. They weren't oil al shulchan malachim. So it happened afkamina between these two pshatim. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav, dogim kitanim meluchim. If you have small salty fish, ein bohen mishum bishul yerev kechavim. You don't have the halacha bishul akum. Amar Rav Yosef in Tzolom yerev kechavim. If Goy roasts these dogim kitanim, soimich yistrol aleim mishum eruv tafshulim. A yid is allowed to use it as eruv tafshulim. And this is already a little bit of a chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because we're having our cake, in this case fish, and eating it too. Because you're telling me that the goy's cooking this fish doesn't render it bishul with regards to the halachas of bishul akum. So if it's not bishul with regards to the halachas of bishul akum, why am I allowed to use it for eruv tafshilim? For eruv tafshilim, I need cooked food. So manavshach, is it bishul or is it not bishul? Did the goy cook it or did the goy not cook it? So we know the answer, and that's what the Gemara is saying. Lamdas, it's not a kasha, but the point is, that's what the Gemara is trying to bring out, that even though the goy cooked it, so that we're saying a chiddush to a degree that it's not considered bishul as it relates to Simen Kuf Yud Gimel and Yeridei, as it relates to the halachas of bishul akum, stating that it is considered bishul with regards to eruv tafshilim. If a goy makes kasa daharsana, so that was some fish-based dish that people used to eat, aser, it's going to be aser. Freik the Gemara, pshita, why would you think kasa daharsana is okay? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because ma'ad detem, I would have thought harsana ikir, kamashwan kamcha ikir. So kasa daharsana was made up of two main ingredients, fish and flour. Now, fish, we just said, these small fish are not problems of bishul akum. So if the ikur of the kasa daharsana is the fish, then l'churi, you're not going to have a problem with bishul akum. But if the ikur is the kemach, then you are going to have a problem of bishul akum. So that kamash malon, that the kemach is the ikur, thus if a guy goes and he makes kasa daharsana, it's not going to be okay. You won't be able to eat it. Amarav broino, amarav if kichavim shehitzes ha'sa'or ba'agam, if a guy lights a fire in an agam, that's a swamp, a meadow. Kol ha'chagovim sheba'agam asurim, all the grasshoppers become usur. So this is arson 101, but basically the guy went, he torches this agam, there's a whole bunch of chagovim, grasshoppers, and now they were all torched to a certain degree. Now, grasshoppers, we saw this in yesterday's daf, that could be kosher. There's four minim of chagovim that are kosher. So, in this case, being that they were torched and heated by a guy, it's considered bishul akum. But the Gemara says, hey, chidami, explain the case a little bit better. Is the reason that Rav Paskin, that all the chagovim are osir, is because once they're lit on fire, it's going to be very hard to figure out whether they're kosher or not kosher, because the simanim of a kosher chagov is very subtle. So if it was lit up and it was disformed, it's going to be very hard to identify what's that. The ma'ir of kechavim. Then this halacha would be true even if a guy was not the one that lit this fire, even if a yid did. I feel Yisrael Nami. El mishum bishul erev kechavim. Obviously, the issue is bishul akum, right? That's why the halacha that Rav said was regarding a guy. He didn't say if a yid does it, it's going to be aser. He said, if a guy does it, it's going to be aser. Obviously, there's no concern about the kashrus of the chagav intrinsically. The issue is more of a bishul akum problem. Thus, it relates only to a guy. But the Gemara asks the kasha, ki I gavnu mi aser, is that going to be aser? If a guy singes the head of an animal, so this is an animal that already was shachot. They shechted the animal, and they would singe the animal to take the hair off. So that's what the guy did. Now, because he singed it, the animal became a little softer. So the you're allowed to benefit from it. You're allowed to eat now, let's say, the ear of the animal, which is on the head, which now became softer as a result of the Ovek Echavim that was Chorek Reishit. Ay, it's Bishalakim. What's the Teretz? Alma Lavurei Sarkam Echavim. Because the guy didn't have a mind to cook it. The guy's intent was to remove the ear. It Derech Agav got cooked and now it became Roy Lachila. That's not Bishalakim. Bishalakim is only if the guy's intention is to cook. But if his intention is not to cook, it's not a problem. The Gluya Agav and Kamachavin say the same thing over here, being that his kivun was to expose, to blow up this agam, so not to cook the grasshoppers. It's for that reason, luchura, it shouldn't be a problem. So Manav Shok, tomorrow doesn't understand Rav's halacha. Rav said a guy went, he torches this agam. You have a lot of chagovim over there. All the chagovim are going to be us. So Manav says, Manav Shok, are you worried about the kashrus? Then even if a yid would do it, it would be a problem. Elamai, you worried about bishalakum? That's why you presented the halacha in the context of a guy being the one that did it. The problem is, it shouldn't be Bishalakim, because in a very important halacha in Bishalakim is that it's only a problem if the guy's kavanah was to cook. His kavanah wasn't to cook. Why is that different than the guy that's removing the hair of the head of an animal, that if Derech Agav, by doing that, he cooks the animal a little bit, he softens part of the animal, then now it becomes Rei Lachilo, the halacha is that you're allowed to eat it. It's not Bishalakim. Zok to Gemara, you have to say, Lo'ilam lo'yada haitar v'aitam. You have to say the issue was not Bishalakim. You're right, this is not a Bishalakim case, because this kavanah wasn't to cook. What then is this a case of? This is a case of somebody that lit the agam, and now we don't know whether the grasshoppers are kosher or not. Why do you say the halacha by a guy? You say about yid. Rav was saying over a story. He was pasking halacha l'maisa. Punk, the story happened with a guy. That's why that's the way it was transmitted. The anachanami has nothing to do with a guy. Gufa. Omar Rav Chanan bar Ami, Omar Apodos, Omar Rav Yoichanan. Hi, Ovikichavim the Chorech Reisha. A guy, that's Chorech Reisha. He takes the hair off the head of an animal. Showing him Echel Minei, you're allowed to eat it. I feel him in Rishunya, even the ear. Amr Avino, Hilkach, Tivot Aloch is, Hi, Ovikichavim the Shod, the Sichsa Lasuna. So, Meinyan Leinyan, same exact idea, same underlying concept. If a guy would put a peg, a Sichsa, into a fire, the cover by Yisrael Kar, he lights the fire, and then he finds out that the Yid had a vegetable there. So, the guy lit an oven, let's say, because he wanted to harden a peg. So his kavana wasn't to cook. He was forming some sort of keli. It just so happened that the yid had food there, and the yid's food was baked because the guy lit the fire. Shaper dummy, there's no problem. The guy's allowed to now, the yid's now allowed to eat this food. There's no problem with bishalakim. Why not? It's the same halacha, because the guy's kavana was never to cook. He was just making kalim. He wasn't cooking. Fake the Gemara. Pshita? Isn't that obvious? Based on what we just said. Mao the Tamil of Shuleimana Kamecham. The Gemara says no, because maybe when you put a kalim in an oven, it's considered bishul. You're cooking the kalim. Kamash Malam, the Shrureimana Kamecham. It's not the way you look at it. You just look at it as if you're harding it. Rashi says, Ve'in daita le bishul. It's not considered bishul. So if it's not considered bishul, this is not going to be a problem. Amrabi the Mashmul. Inich Yisrael Basar Gabi Kholim. If a yid puts meat on top of coals, and then a guy comes, Vahafach boy. And he starts, right, takes the burger, he flips it this way, flips it that way, mutter. The halacha is, it's okay. So what did the yid do? The yid put the meat on top of coals. The ovek echavim was mahapich, the basar, that was on the coals. That's not bishalakim. Why? Because the yid is the one who put the basar on the gechal. Hechidam. Have a bushel. Are we talking about a case where had the guy not the mahapichit, it would have cooked anyways? Pshita, so the guy didn't do anything. By being mahapach, by flipping the burger, he didn't do anything. We're talking about a case where you need the guy to flip the burger. Otherwise, it's not going to cook. Am I mutter? Then it should be bishalakim. So the Gemara says, had the guy not been mahapach, the basar, it would have cooked, but it would have taken 2 hours. Now, the guy expedited the process. Because of what he did, it's not going to cook in 2 hours. It's going to cook in 1 hour. That by being makariv the bishul, making it go faster, so even though it's on track now, it's going to happen. But the guy expedited the process. Maybe that should be termed bishul with regards to the halachas of bishulakum. Kamash one that it's not. Freak the Gemara. V'om Rab Asi, Om Rab Yoichanan. Rab Asi said, Rab Yoichanan. Kol shu kamaychol ben drusoy. Ein boy mishum bishulei. Oivdei koichavim. Isn't the halacha that any time
a Yid cooks something, and he cooks it k'meichol ben drusoy. So at that point, if the guy does anything, it's not bishul. So meichol ben drusoy, right, a third, a fifth, a half, a shaylon the rishonim, comes up in Hilchos Shabbos very prominently, halachas of Shia and Chazara, but the bottom line is, meichol ben drusoy, if it was cooked a little bit by a Yid, anything the guy does at that point is not considered bishul akva. But what do you see from here? Ha'enoi k'maychol ben drusoy. If it wouldn't be k'maychol ben drusoy, yesh by mishum bishul oivet k'chavim, then it would be considered bishul oivet k'chavim. So not only is it not true that just because the yid put the meat on the fire, that means the guy could do whatever he wants. It's even more than that. If the yid would put it on the fire, it would start cooking already. But if it didn't cook a Michael ben drusoy, the guy's not allowed to touch it. So how could you go ahead and tell me that kiruve bishula lav milsehi? So the guy could be mahapach. He could expedite the process. It's not an issue. All the yid has to do is put the meat on the coals. It's nista from what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said that only if it's k'maychol ben drusoy, then the guy can go and be mevashel it afterwards. But the diuk is ha einoy k'maychol ben drusoy yesh by mishum b'shulayev dekechavim. So the Gemara says no. Hasam going to usvi besulta v'shakla v'chavim v'aisvi v'tanur. A very simple teretz. Rabbi Yochanan's case was talking about where a yid cooked the k'maychol ben drusoy, then he took it off the fire, and now the guy is going to put it back on the fire. He's doing the whole work. He's turning on the stove. He's putting it in the fryer. He's doing everything on his own. So over there, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Halach, it was already cooked k'maychol ben drusoy, and it's mevushel." So it's like a gedder of ein bishul acha bishul. At that point, you're not going to have a bishul acham issue anymore. The case that the Gemara is discussing, what Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that's talking about where the guy, where the yid put the meat on the fire and never took it off. Now the guy is going, he's being mahapachet. That's not an issue. As long as the yid puts it on the fire, even if it didn't cook at all, let alone k'maychol ben drusoy, doesn't have to cook. So if the yid puts the meat on the fire, that's the distinction. The guy could do whatever he wants. If the yid puts it on the fire, then it comes off the fire, and now the guy wants to put it back on the fire. It's a whole different sugya. So now we say, if it's already cooked, k'maychol ben drusoy, yeah, the guy can put it back on the fire. If it's not cooked, k'maychol ben drusoy, then he can't put it back on the fire. Tanya nami hachi, a raya to what we're discussing. Menich Yisrael baso agabi k'chol. A yid could put meat on coals. Uboi v'k'chovim, a guy can come ubahapach boy and play with the meat. Actually, over Yisrael, mi'beis ha'knesses, or mi'beis ha'medrish, ve'en ha'chayshish. So before you go out to learn, you can put meat on the fire. You can leave a guy or a goita in your house. It's not a problem. He or she can do whatever they want. The same is true. Shefesis isha kdeira al gabi kira. A woman can do the same thing. She could put something in a kira, in an oven. Ubas oivedes kechavim umagisa achotovim mi beis hamerchitz oy mi beis haknesses. So we're talking about a woman. Why is a woman going to shul? So I am behagoyis v'tzioyna. Maybe the girsa is min hashuk, not mi beis haknesses. Either way, ve'enach eishesh is the same point. The point is that you can put the food on the oven and you have nothing to worry about. Iba yiluhu iniachavim kechavim v'avachisro. My, what's the halacha if a guy, just the opposite, put the meat on top of the coals, and the Yisrael was the one that was mahapach? So again, this last halacha was, yid put meat on fire, kedera, whatever it was, and now the guy is being mahapach. So the halacha is, as long as the yid puts it there, it's not a problem. Now if it comes off, that was Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, it would have to have already been cooked k'maychol ben drusoy, otherwise he can't put it back. But assuming it didn't come off the fire, so the yid put it on the fire, it remained on the fire, even though the guy is mahapach, and there's a kiruv of the bishul from 2 hours to 1 hour. It doesn't matter. It's going to be okay. Now the Gemara is discussing just the opposite. A goy put the meat on the coals. V'hafach Yisrael, and the yid is the one that's flipping the burgers. Role reversal. Amar Rav Nachum by Yitzchak al v'chaymer. Gamrei biyad oivdei kechavim muter. Gamrei biyad Yisrael loy kolshkein. The ikar is the gemar. Tain is the Gemara. So madachif the guy is the closer. He's the one that finishes the bishul. That loch is, it's okay because the yid started. So certainly in the reverse, if the guy was the one that started and the yid's the one that finishes it, it should definitely be okay. Itmar nami omer rabba bar brachana omer b'yoichan. Rami lo omer rabba acha bar brachana omer b'yoichan. Bein shinich evi kichavim v'hafak Yisrael. Whether the guy is the one that put the meat on the fire and the yid was mahapach, bein shinich Yisrael v'hafak evi kichavim, or it was done in the reverse, the yid was the one that put the meat on the fire and the guy was mahapach mutter, it's going to be okay. Ve'ein ayasar. The only time it's asar is achetei tchila soy v'gamroi b'yad evi kichavim. If the tchila and the soy were b'yad evi kichavim, that's the only time it's going to be a problem. Omer avino hilchos adalach is as follows. Harifta de shagar evi kichavim. Bread that the guy lit the fire.
For Ofo Yisrael, and the Yid baked the bread. Inam Yishoga Yisrael, the Yid turned on the fire. For Ofo Oivet Kechavim, and the Goy baked the bread. Inam Yishogar Oivet Kechavim. Or if the guy lit the fire, the guy baked the bread, and then the Yid came, and all he did was v'chasa b'chisuye. He mixed the coals a little bit. Shapir, I mean, that's going to be enough that it shouldn't be considered bishul akam. Lahalacha, incidentally, we're not going to go into this, but lahalacha, it's a big machlek, is mechaber amma. What the Yid has to do in order to avoid bishul akam problems. The mechaber takes a more stringent position. The Ramah is more makel, and a lot of people are very makel. The Ramah says a lashon that even if the Yid throws in one twig, he adds a little fuel to the fire, that would already be enough that it shouldn't be a problem. This Gemara is obviously the starting point for that discussion. Another halacha. Dag maliach. Salty fish. So if a guy goes and salts a fish, is that considered bishul akum, or is that not considered bishul akum? Chizkiya said it's not considered bishul akum. Rabbi Yochanan said that it is considered bishul akum. Now, why should salting a fish be considered bishul akum? This is Yerideya 101, because we know in the sugyas of Taruvos, Moliach is Hareo Kireseach. Moliach is like Resicha. So if somebody would salt, for example, kosher meat and non-kosher meat together, we would say that there's blias and platis. There'd be real problems of taruvas issues. It'd be nice and tam. Just like fire creates blias and platis, melicha does the same thing. Can you salt food on Shabbos? So it's Iran and Masach the Shabbos. It's somewhere in Avodah Zarah as well. But either way, this whole sugya is of melicha constituting resicha. So it's in that vein that Damiram argued in the sugya is a bishul akum. Is melicha salting food? Is it considered bishul with regards to the sugya is bishul akum or not? Machloik is chiski and Rabbi Yechon. Chiski said it's mutter. Rabbi Yechon said it's aser. Beitz atzluya, if somebody boils an egg or roasts an egg, is that okay or is that not okay? Now, why shouldn't it be okay? It sounds like bishul akum 101. The reason it could be it's okay is because the part of the egg that's eaten never gets exposed to the fire. It's covered by the shell. So based on that, there was a svara amongst the Amoraim that maybe it should be mutter. So what's the halacha bar kapora? Shari bar kapora said it's mutter. Rabbi Yechon said it's awesome. Yes, Rav Dimi Amar. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. He said, I'm going to tell you what I heard in Eretz Yisrael. I heard that echad dag moliach, the echad beitz etzluya, that by dag moliach and by beitz etzluya, chiskiya ubar kapora sharu, chiskiya and bar kapora both said mutter. Rabbi Yechon and Asa and Rabbi Yechon was machmer by both of them, which is in line with what the Gemara just said. So either way, as it relates to the dag moliach, a guy salting a fish, or a guy cooking an egg that's in its shell, Chizkiya and Bar Kapara were both mekel, Rabbi Yochanan asin. Now the Gemara tells a story. Rabchiya Parva, ikla lebe reish kulus. Rabchiya Parva once came to the reish kulusa. Amrule, they told him, Beitz atzluya mai, you're a rabbi? We need a psak halacha, a roasted egg. Mutter or Aser? Amalusi told him, I'll tell you. Chizkiya bar kapara sharu. Chizkiya bar kapara both said mutter. Rabbi Yechon and Aser. Rabbi Yechon said it's Aser. But if you ask me the halacha, the indvar of shalecha, b'mok mishnayim, it's two against one. So if it's two against one, we pass like Chizkiya bar kapara. We don't pass like Rabbi Yechon. In other words, he was mekel. He told him you can eat the beitz atzluya. Rav Zvid was standing there, and Rav Zvid said, "Lo tetzisule. Don't listen. Hachi amar Abaye. I'm going to tell you what Abaye said. Hilchas a kavasi to Rabbi Yechon. Yechon, Allah is always like Rabbi Yechon. The Allah is like Rabbi Yechon, even though over here he's the minority opinion, it's one against two. A beitz atzluya by a guy is aser." So the Gemara says that the Reish Kalusa was so disappointed at Rav Zvid for this psak. Here he just told them they can't eat their eggs. So ashkiyu netuga dechala, they gave him some very, very sharp vinegar to drink. The noch nafshe, they killed Rav Zvid. Tanu Rabbanan, another braisa that discusses different halachas regarding bishul akum. So the truth is that the Gemara is going to go into a whole bunch of different macholin that once upon a time were staples at your local restaurant's menu. So these are not foods, most of them anyways, that we eat today. So today it'd be a different list of foods. But the point is that these were halacha l'maisa examples that the Gemara is going to tell from here until the bottom of the Yomid as it relates to the halacha of bishul akum. But like with all Gemaras, even though sometimes the tzir itself, the exhibits, aren't necessarily halacha l'maisa, but the underlying principles are, and that's what the Gedolei HaPoskim have done over the years, applying different foods that the Gemara discussed, mutter or aser, to modern times so that we can relate it to the foods that we eat. Either way, the Gemara starts with the braisa. Tanu Rabbanon, hakafrisin, the hakaflutois, the hemtalia, v'achamin v'hakloyoy shalehen, all that were prepared by Goyen, mutarim angel bimot. So what are these things? So kafrisin are the husks that cover caper berries. So kafrisin actually comes up in a lot of places in Shas, more notably in Masechtis Brachis, but kafrisin is miloshin capers. So the capers, when they're in their husks, they're in their covering, if they're prepared by a guy, the loch is, they're going to be mutter. Kaflutais leek. Hemtalya, the Gemara is going to discuss. Chamin is straightforward, that's hot water. And kloyos is also straightforward. Kali the caramel, those are parched foods. You take wheat and you put it in an oven, you dry that a little bit. That's what kloyos are. So the halacha is all these things are going to be mutter. Rashi explains why they're mutter, each one. Beitz, tzluya, asura. What about a roasted egg? So we saw before, it was machloikis, chiskin, and bar kapora, both said it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan said it was aser. The story with Rabbi Chia Parva, Rabbi Zvid lost his life because of a psak halacha regarding this beitz and sluya. So what's the halacha? Shem asura, it's aser. So the Brice is paskining very clearly like Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Shemen, what about oil? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Beis Dina Nimnu all of the Hittirus. This comes up again. Again as Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, not as Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and his Beis Din, they were matter Shemetanya. He Hemtalya, he Psilya, he Shiyasa. So the only one of these things that the Chachamim weren't sure what it was Hemtalya. Kafrisin, Kafluta, is Chamin, Kloya, is Beitz, Tzluya, and Shemen, we know. But Hemtalya, Vos is Hemtalya. So the Gemara says, Seicha Breisa, Hemtalya, Psilya and Shiyasa, you'll see these things mentioned in Gemara. You should know they're all the same. Okay, what is it? My Shiyasa. I'm a Rabbi Bar Bachan and Rabbi Yochanan. I'm going to tell you a story. And you should know this story. It's 40 years since this story happened. It happened in Egypt, and it happened 40 years ago. So Rabbi Rachana said, Rabbi Yochanan said it was 40 years since the story happened. He himself said it's 60 years from when the story happened. The Gemara says, why is it not a stira? So this is back in the envelope of arithmetic, because Rabbi Rachana said the story 20 years later. I mean, there was no discussion of when the story happened. When Rabbi Yochanan said it, it was 40 years. 20 years later, Rabbi Rachana said that, you know, Rabbi Yochanan told a story that had happened 40 years earlier. It's the Sheshoin Zechzigyar. Time flies. But the point is, it's already 20 years later. Either way, what was the story? So the Gemara says, Maisa Shahoya Kachoya. Maisi Bizra the Karpasa. They made Shiyasa. And the way they made Shiyasa, and this is the part of the story that we need, what's the recipe for Shiyasa? So you take seeds of cress, Ubizra the Kisna, seeds of flax, Ubizra the Shavlilta, seeds of fenugreek, Vitarulu Bahadi Hadadi Bifshairi, and you soak it together. Shairi is warm water, so it's not too hot, it's not too cold. Vishovkli adam akapel, and you leave it until it grows, so the seeds are going to grow. So this is some taruvas of seeds that are going to somehow grow together. So what did they do? What was this story that happened in Mitzrayim? So that's the recipe. What happened in Mitzrayim was umaisi chatzi chadita. They brought new barrels, umalu mai, they filled them with water, v'tarbu gargishta, and they put mud, clay inside. Umad bekin bay, and then they took the seeds and they put it into this new barrel with the water and the clay. V'ailu beibani, and then they went to budzich. They went to the bathhouse. Ad nafki melav levi. When they came out of the bathhouse, achlu mene, they were already able to eat from it. It grew miraculously, so quickly. The kairi mi binsa the reshayo tufa the kairi, and their whole body was filled with chills. Rav Ashi heard the story, and he said, Omri Rav Chanina told me milin. That's a bigaret. Story never happened. The Amrila, some say that Rav Chanina didn't say milin. What he said was bim milin. He said, it's true, it's a true story. But it didn't happen naturally. It happened bim milin. They used words, hebgb, they used incantations and some lachash. And that was the way they were able to make it happen. Either way, what we need is not the story, but rather what we need is the recipe. Tanu Rabbanon, hakusfan sholev de kechavim. So kusfan are oske klapte dates. So when they would press dates to make beer, let's say, so they would, the dates themselves, they would heat it in hot water. That was what you would do with it. You're not going to throw it out. So you'd heat it up and you'd eat it. So the question is, if a guy does it, is it okay or is it not okay? So it's interesting. Bishul Akam is not the problem over here. But the Brice is another issue. If it was cooked in a big pot, awesome. In a small pot, it's going to be mutter. What's the definition of a small pot? It's so small that you can't put a tzipar, you can't put a bird inside of it. What's the point? The point is, there's no Bishul Akam issue. The issue is taruva is issue. If a guy prepared it, and he prepared it in his pot, L'chura, you have to be worried about the pot. Maybe the pot has an atblias of dvar masur. So if it's a small pot where you can't fit a tzipar in it anyways, okay, so you have nothing to worry about. If it's a big pot, it's a yoreg gedayla where you can fit a non-kosher food, so now you have to worry about the bleas and the platis, that's where it's going to be an issue. But the Gemara says, V'duma admuya admuyle. What do you mean? So you have a small pot, you try to take the bird, you stick it in, zagait nishtaran. Maybe he chopped it up, maybe he diced it and he put it in that way. So the Gemara says, you're right. In roish tzipadro yachali kanes b'saycha. I mean, the point is, it had to be in a way where even something small couldn't go in. Bottom line, it was such a small pot, no food can go there, you don't have to be worried about bleas. It's only in that case that it's going to be okay. But the Gemara says, v'tanya, we learned in a braisa, achas yoyru gedoyla v'achas yoyru ketanam. But we learned in a braisa that even a yoyru gedoyla is mutter. So the Gemara, like, kasha, hokamanda oma, noisetan lefkam aser, hokamanda oma, noisetan lefkam mutter. What would be the chshar? You worried about the bleas and the platis. The bleas and the platis is only going to be an issue according to Mandam of the notes. Nois and Tam Lefkam is usser. But being that Stam Kalim, we assume on Apne Yoimon, so even if there's bleas, they're not, then Nois and Tam Lefkam, if you hold Nois and Tam Lefkam as mutter, it's going to be okay. Even with a Yoyre Gedoyla, exhale. We just have too much raid to finish the da. So we're learning the Sugya of Bisholakim. So Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Ches is Bisholakim. Two are synonymous with each other. This is the sugya. It's all right here. The Gemara, the Rishonim, the Achrayim, the Paiskin. It's a Vayezar Lamed Ches. This is the sugya of Bishalakim. So a few orders. Number one, Hashlokos. Bishalakim. Why is Bishalakim Asa? Now, just to be clear, it was not one of the Yud Ches Dvar. So we had the Braisa that discussed the Yud Ches Dvar. Pas Akum, Pas Palter, that's from the Yud Ches Dvar. Shemen Akum, that's from the Yud Ches Dvar. Stam Yeinam is from the Yud Ches Dvar. Yayin also has an element of Yayin Esach. It's from the Yud Ches Dvar. Cholav Akum, that's because we're concerned about a taruva, is that there might be cholav from a behemoth meyah. That's what the issue is. What about Bishal Akum? So the Gemara didn't give a reason why Bishal Akum is awesome. Now, it started off with a Menahani Mili, with a Pasuk, but the Gemara fell off of it. The Gemara came out and the Gemara said, Elamid Rabbanan. So what's the reason? Why is Bishal Akum awesome? So Rashi says in the Mishnah, Daflam and Heram, Beis v'ashlokos, called Avashe Bishal Evi Kechavim, v'afilu b'kli tohar, is considered Bishal Akum, v'kulu mishum chasnas. So Bishal Akum is also Zok Rashi mishum chasnas. For the same reason that Pas Akum is also, and Shemen Akum is also, and Stam Yenam is also, for that same reason that Bishal Akum is also, we were afraid one thing would lead to another. If you're going to eat food that was cooked by a guy, then they invite you over, and next thing you know, you may intermarry. But it was Kula misum chasas. Take a look at Rashi in Argamara. Daf lamed ches amud aleph. The top Rashi. So Rashi says midrabanon shlo yehi yisrael rogel etzloi b'maychel v'mishnah. You want to know why the Chachamim said Bishal Akum is also because we don't want that the Yidden and the non-Jews should eat together. Why? Zok Rashi v'yachilenu davar tamei. Because if a guy is going to eat together with a Yid, you know what might happen? He's going to serve him. Yeah, oh, the food's kosher. And then all of a sudden he's going to serve him non-kosher food. So the al-sachshash of yachilenu davar tamei, that's freak toisvis, a steer in Rashi. Rashi, and Daf Lamed Hamid Beis said that why is Bishal Akum Masa is Mishum Chasas? For the same reason they asked Pashem and Yai. And here over here, Rashi and Daf Lamed Chasam and Aleph says a different reason. He says the chshash is v'yachilenu davar tamei. And I guess the kasha is, Rashi will tell you, okay, yagadol avreya. I gave you one reason here, another reason here, but at the end of the day, it's two reasons. What do you need two reasons for? The emes is, if you take a look at the Achroinim say different svaras, why Rashi may have needed another reason for why Bishal Akum should be awesome. But I'll tell you one interesting thing, halacha lemaisa, that the Pischei Tshuva says, and that is, Pischei mentioned yesterday, that the Pischei Tshuva, in the beginning of Simin Kuf Yud Beis, says, a gevaldige kula. He says that the only time, even though we know that a mummer very often is treated like a guy in halacha, but when it comes to halacha, pas akum, if a mummer gives you pas, meaning a yid, but he doesn't fearzich like the yid is mechal Shabbos, but for hesia, for example, so then the halacha would be that you would be able to eat his bread. In so many areas in halacha, a mummer is treated like a guy, says the Pischei Tshuva, quoting the Teferis Lamosha, he says, think about it. Zilbasar taima. What's the reason? What's the reason that you're not allowed to eat pas akum? It's zer mishum chasnos, mishum b'nai seyem, because you're worried that one thing is going to lead to another. So says the Teferis Lamosha, a mummer. What's going to happen if you marry the mummer's daughter? It's okay. She's a yid. So enachinami, he doesn't conduct himself like a Yid, but you can't tell me he's not a Yid. I mean that you can't tell me he's not a Yid. And during that halacha, if you're going to go ahead and marry his daughter, it's going to be okay. There's no svar in the world that there should be a gzeira mishum chasid. Now, we spoke out then that Avnezer argues. Avnezer and the Tshuva argued, and he brought a moyer de geraya. His raya was from the Mechaber in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, where the Mechaber says that when it comes to the halacha of Yayin Nesach, so if a guy touches Yayin Shal Yisrael, if the wine's not mavushal, the halacha is it becomes Yayin Nesach. The same is true for a fraya Yid. A mummer. It's a mefurish halacha and shulchan aruch. It's not a chumrah. If a mummer, someone that's a mechal shabbos for a hesia, he touches somebody else's wine, the halacha is that it's going to be awesome. Now, stam yenin is also aser mishum chasnos. I mean that stam yenim is also aser mishum chasnos. So says Davni Nezer, where do you see that even when the gzeira is mishum chasnos, still a mummer is considered included in the gzeira of chasnos? By the way, I'll just tell you something interesting. Davni Nezer entertains a tzad. We didn't really go through the sugi of yayin yet, but Davni Nezer entertains a tzad that maybe the reason yayin is mochamer is because of the yayin nesach component, and being that you're dealing with the yisrael mummer, so maybe there's an element of chash of nesach as well. Ordinarily, you never think that the yid is going to be menasach the yayin lavoy dezar. But if you're dealing with a mummer, there is a chash nesach. So maybe it's not a tushtel, maybe yayin, right? It's a very obvious ha'or on the Avni Nezer's chiddush. Now, Avni Nezer wants the shtel tzu yayin to pass. Yayin, we know, is mochamer. How do we know yayin is mochamer? It's in the Mishnah of Ve'elu Dvarim Asurim, Ve'isurim Nisr Hana. Pass is in the Mishnah of Ve'elu Dvarim that are Asurim, Ve'en Yisurim Nisr Hana. So you know that yayin is mochamer, and the reason yayin is mochamer is because of the yayin nesach, it's because of the Avodah Zarah component. And the Avodah Zarah piece definitely does apply. It definitely does apply to a guy as well, to a mummer as well. So Tainit Davni Nezer, maybe that's why it's going to be different, but Davni Nezer says if that was the case, it's a chapa nafka mina. It's a beautiful tshuva, it's in Yerideh Simen Tzadik Beis. He goes through it very methodically, a little more negay when we're going to the sugis of yayin. But he says one very interesting thing. He says if that's the case, let's say you would have a goy that's not an oivet avodah zarah. So if he touches the yayin, it should be mutter. For example, the Rambam says that the Muslims, the Ishmaelim, were not oivet avodah zarah, going back to the beginning of the Masechta. So he says, according to the Rambam Shita, the Ishmaelim weren't oivet avodah zarah. So if a Yishmaeli touches your wine, there shouldn't be a problem. So you can have an Arab worker in an Israeli restaurant or hotel who's going to touch yayin that's ain't a mevushal. It shouldn't be a problem. Because lechura, there's no problem of yayin esach. So he says, what do you see from there? You see that the iser maga is true even when there is no chashash avodah zarah. The iser maga is true even when all there is a chashash chasnas. He brings a story. He says, v'chein muchach, Reb Chaim Vital, listen to this, Reb Chaim Vital once drank wine with Yishmaeli that was in the Shoshasa Yayin is Shehemer Lidas Yishmaelim. There was a Yid that Nebuchadnezzar of the Derech. He became a Yishmaeli. Va'asa Tshuva. He did Tshuva. Va'adayin Le'gomar Tshuvasa Karoi. He was in the middle of doing his Tshuva. It wasn't a complete Tshuva. And the Reb Chaim Vital drank wine with him. Ve'heru Le'min HaShemayim Shoshasa Nesach. And he had a dream, and in Hashemayim they told him that he drank Yayin Nesach. Va'arizal tziva lesanois, and the Arizal told him that he has to fast. So he says, you see from here also that a mummer is someone that can create Yayin Nesach even when we're dealing with Das Yishmaelis. But the bottom line is that Avni Nezer said that it's mucha from the fact that Yishmaeli who touches wine creates Yayin Nesach, meaning the Isser is chasnos. It has nothing to do with the Avodah Zarah component, because Yishmaeli is not an Avodah Zarah. So if the Yishmaeli is not an Avodah Zarah, so it's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. All it is related is the chasnos. If all it is related to the chasnos, and still you see that if a mummer touches wine, it makes Yayin Nesach. So you see there is a chash chasnos when it comes to mummer. I was the chash chasnos. The Tiferes Lamoshe is saying very good. Marry his daughter. It's not a problem. He says, in theory, you're right, but most mumarim, their daughters are mumerises. So the bottom line is, even though technically it's not muchach that there's an issue, but chances are it is going to be an issue. So it makes sense the Chachamim would make the gzeir of chasnus there as well. But zok the pischei tshuva, that's in Simon Kuf Yud Beis. And Kuf Yud Gimel takes a little tack. And Kuf Yud Gimel says the pischei tshuva, over here it's going to be different. And you know why over here it's going to be different? That's why Rashi added a reason. Rashi says, you want to know why Bishul Akim is also? There's two reasons it's also. It's also because of chasnus, but there's another chash. Shem yachilenu dover aser. L'mainaf gemina mummer. Meaning, lishi tosi, says the Tiferes Lamoisha, that I hold in Simon Kuf Yud Beis that by pas akum, there is no problem with a mummer. Why is there no problem with a mummer? Because go marry his daughter. It's not a problem. Over here, there's another reason. There's another reason. Shem Yachleru Davar Tami. The Main Afkamina. There's another reason. The other reason would happen Afkamina as it relates to eating a Davar Tami. So just a little bit of halacha lemaisa. Let's fast forward. So just a little bit of halacha as it relates to Bishul Akedah. And the truth is, if you think about it for a minute, a lot of the products that we buy in supermarkets, products that have an OU, a Chaf K, or whatever, Star K, they are technically prepared. Not everything you buy, right? Raw vegetables are raw vegetables, but canned vegetables are already prepared. Like most things you buy have been prepared. So l'chura, you would think that half your pantry is Bishul Akedah. So we have to take a step backwards and understand a little bit better the sugyas of Bishul Akedah. So just to present it a little bit from halacha l'maisa in the 10 minutes or so that we have. So just five kulas. Start with the coolest. If you only have 10 minutes, I'm not going to speak about five chumras. So you might as well speak about five coolest in the sugya of Bishul Akedah that will give you a little bit of perspective so you can understand a little bit better what it is we're doing. That is number one. The Mechaber right in the beginning of Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. So the Zohar Lamed Ches connects with Yeridei of Kuf Yud Gimel. That's where it is in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber. Dovish Einu Nechol Kamei Shulchai. Any food that cannot be eaten raw. V'gam oil al shulchan malachim, and it's very chash of the food. It's oil al shulchan malachim. V'laf is be'asapas. The halach is a bish layakim. If a guy cooks it, afilu b'kli Yisrael, even if he used the yid's kelim ube beis Yisrael and he did it in the yid's house, aser mishum bishul akum. It's going to be aser mishum bishul akum. Now we had at the beginning of the Gemara there was a kula from Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak in the name of Rav, and there were two versions of it. In Surya they said, Kol anechol kamoisha hu chai. In by mishum bishul evi kichavim. In Pumbedisa they said, Kol she in anechol al shulcha malachim. Laf is be'as apas. In by mishum bishul evi kichavim. Mechaber paskins both. So the Mechaber brings Surah's version of Rav's Kula and Pumbedisa's version of Rav's Kula. It's based on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, the second Toysel on Amad Chesam at Aleph, that had a diak in the Gemara, that it was mashman that lahaloch the chachamim took on both Kulas. So both Kulas are true. Number one, if the food is nechal kamoshu chai. So any food that you could eat in its raw state, a guy cooks it, there's not going to be a problem with Bishul Akedah. Any food that is einoy oil al shulchan malachim, it's not a chash of a food, quote unquote. The halacha is, if a guy cooks it, there's not going to be a problem with Bishul Akedah. So the first kula is, if it's nechal kamoshu chai. The second kula is, if it's einoy oil al shulchan malachim. Third kula is yesterday. Pas palter. Every time a guy bakes food, l'chayri is cooking, there's an issue of afi. In fact, the halacha is that if a guy bakes pas Yisrael, it's a problem. It's only pas palter where there's a kula. But the bottom line is, that's a tremendous kula. So pas palter, where the heter is applicable for those that are mekel, you don't have to worry about the Bishul Akedah issue either. Just like the chachamim were matter pas, so too they were matter the Bishul Akedah component with pas. A fourth is a very important halacha, and that's in Sif Katan Ches. Nasa Yisrael Kedera Ala Eish. The halacha is, I'm sorry, Sif Katan Tes. In Bishlo, Ervi Kichavim Kamaychel Ben Drusoy, if a guy cooks the food Kamaychel Ben Drusoy, V'gomer Yisrael, and the Yid finishes the cooking, Yesh Lesser. L'chur, it's going to be awesome. Ela Im Kain, who Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yontif, Oish Yesh Hefsin Meruba B'dover. So if a guy starts the process, guy cooked it, he did everything. He literally lit the fire, the whole night. He even cooked Kemaychel Ben Drusoy. So the Mechaber says, Yesh Lesser. Unless it's a real Tzorech. It's Erev Shabbos, it's Erev Yontif, or there's a Hefsim Merubah. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Matir B'chol Inyan. But there are those that are Matir B'chol Inyan. And he quotes about 15 Mar Mekoymas. Very rarely does the Ramah quote this many Mekoymas. Tur B'shem Merosh, V'ram V'rith, Shabbeinu Yachkar, Asakein L'maisa, the Isavahet, the Sefer HaChumas, the Mardchai, the Aguda, the Ra'ah, the Smag, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Kein Eskimu, Roiv, Apoyskim, V'chulu, V'chulu, V'chulu. And then the Ramah says, V'chein Noyagim. That's the minute. So a guy can cook. He can cook. But as long as it was Gomra Yisrael, even though the guy already cooked it, Kamaychel Ben Drusoy, so there's a little ambiguity here. But the point is, Gomra Yisrael, even though the Mechaber doesn't want you to be Mekel unless it's a real Tzairich, Yesh Matirim B'chol Inyan, 15 Mar Mekoymes, V'chein Noyagim. And that is in fact the minute. That's the fourth kula. The fourth kula is if the Yid would finish the job, it would be okay. And then finally, the fifth kula is a Toisvis on Daf Lamed Aleph of the days. In one of the previous sugyas, Toisvis over there was discussing beer. A guy makes beer. Are you allowed to drink the beer? Are you allowed to drink? But Chura, why so posh are you allowed to drink beer? Why is beer not a problem? Says Toises. Va'oid yesh tam achel ahater. It's Toises dibra masko v'travayu on the bottom of Lamed Aleph on the base. Toises says, I'm going to tell you a reason why you're allowed to drink beer. The aim by mishum bishul oiv kichavim. The kihechi dat tfua betele gabe amayim. In your beer kashakal yibet varay. Because Toises says, we know a guy is allowed to warm up water. Right? Water is definitely not a problem. We're going to see in a minute why. Which one of these coolers it falls into. But a guy can cook water for you. Zok Toises. When you make beer, the grain, the hops, everything else that you have in the beer is bottled to the water. And you know I know that? Because what bracha do you make on beer? There's wheat in your beer, there's barley in your beer, there's tamarim in your beer. So why are you making the chakal niyabidvaroi? The teretz is because it's bottle. So zok toisus alumdus. Ki yechi dat tfua betela lagabi amayim. Le'in in bircha shakul niya bedvaroi. Hachinami betela nyanisa bishol. So we look at it as cooking water. Oh, you're cooking water? You're not going to have any problem of bishol akim. Either way, so we have five kulois with regards to the halacha of bishol akim. Again, number one, if it's nechel kamay shulchai, the makar to that is the top of Lamed Chasam and Aleph. If it's Eina Oil al Shulchan Malach, the makar to that was, again, the Pumpadisa's version of Rashul Rav Yitzchak named Rav Reinin at the top of Lamed Chasam and Aleph. Pas Palter, that was yesterday's daf. If the guy starts the process and the yid finishes it, that's a machloikis mechaber amah, how you supposed to treat it, that's your idea, simen kuf yod gimels of cotton test. And then if it's ikar mayim, even if you're ma'ar of other things inside of it, we say the other thing is bottled to the mayim. Exhibit A for that is sheikhar is beer, and the makar to that is a toisvis and avodah zarah daf lamed aleph amibay. So just a few practical applications to each one of these five. So the first one was nechel kamay shulchai. An example of that would be water. So if a guy heats up water for you, boils water for you, you can drink the water. Most milk products, ice cream, yogurts, are considered dvarim that are nechel kamay shulchai because it comes from milk, and milk is nechel kamay shulchai. So as a result, you can buy yogurt even though there's some pasteurizing process, something, whatever that's taking place. It doesn't bother me. It's not an issue, halacha l'maisa, because dairy products, for the most part, are viewed as being nechel kamay shulchai. Canned vegetables. The vegetables are nechel kamay shulchai. So even though when they're canned, something was done to them that maybe would render it bishul, it doesn't matter. There's no problem with bishul akum. This is halacha l'maisa. The second thing we mentioned was eina oila al shulchan malachim. Two perfect examples are candy. Candy, a lot of the candies you eat, something happened to it. They were heated up somewhere along the way. It doesn't matter. It's not bishul akum. Because candy, there's no Shabbos parties on the Shulchan Malachim. It's not Nechel Kamay Shichai. It's not Oilav Shulchan Malachim. Cereal is another example. Cereal, so pas palter, by the way, cereal is not an issue. Why not? Because those have a tzuras, a pas. But from a bishul akum, what happened to bishul akum? Right, Manav Shachar. If it's not pas, now you have a bishul problem. So what happened to bishul akum with all cereal? It's not a problem because it's not Oilav Shulchan Malachim. The third thing that we mentioned was pas palter. That's easy. All the bread products, whether it's bread or crackers or pita or cookies or cake. So that's nichlal in the heter of pas palter. Again, for those that are mekel, so you're not going to have a problem with bishul akum either. The fourth thing we mentioned was if a guy cooked it and now the yid finishes it, we rely on that. I'll tell you what you rely on it. Rice. Rice has been cooked. But you're going to be goymer. You're going to complete the process. Pasta. Pasta's been cooked already. You're going to go out, you're going to complete it. If you buy frozen French fries and you stick it in your oven, next time you make a barbecue on a Sunday afternoon. So how are you doing that? How are you making those frozen French fries? Look, they're cooked. You're not getting them completely. There's some cooking that has been taken. By the way, this is all off the OU's website. So either way, it's been cooked already. So if it's been cooked, I ain't chum. So if it's been cooked. What's that?
Atos cooked before.
By the way, the name of the article, if you want to read it, is called Playing with Fire. So either way. And the fifth one, which we said, that Tyson said about beer, that being that it's primarily water, you don't have to worry about mixing tfu and other things because it's all bottled to the water. So what's exhibit A? Something that's very near and dear to many of us. Coffee. So coffee. Could a guy make you coffee? You buy coffee at your local Starbucks. So the truth is that is complicated. And because there's other issues, they serve non-kosher food and then the kalim and the dishwashers and the tishtichs. And so there's other issues. So let's not talk about the tairovis issue. But simply, could an Eina Yehudi make you a cup of coffee? Now, the truth is like this. Coffee's interesting. The reason coffee's interesting is because even instant coffee that you buy has been cooked already. So if you research a little bit the process of making instant coffee, the coffee was already cooked, and then there's some sort of process they use to bring it back to a dry state. But the bottom line is, the coffee's already cooked. But that pashtis is not an issue. And the reason that's pashtis not an issue
is because it's not oil al shulchan malachim. When the coffee is in its dry state, at that point, it's not oil al shulchan malachim. I saw this on the Chofkei's website. That's why they say instant coffee is definitely not an issue. Again, it's pashut, I think, but it doesn't matter because it's ain't oil al shulchan malachim. The question is, when you make the coffee, when if an Eni Yehudi is going to the barista, is actually going to brew you a cup of coffee, so now you're being mevashel. So the water, that's nechel kumay shichai. That's not a problem. That was Hector number one, but the coffee itself should be an issue. So teret is should be different than beer. At the end, what bracha do you make? You make a tahakel. So the chur should be okay. You know who said this? How far back do you think this goes? The Pri Chodesh. Pri Chodesh, two places right here in our sugyas. Pri Chodesh says it in Kuf Yudalit. He says it in Kuf Yugimel. Says the Pri Chodesh that based on this Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, it's okay to drink coffee that was prepared by an Eini Yehudi. And Reb Shloimeh Eger brings this Pri Chodesh as well in his Gilyon Marsha, and he says like this: Shtias Kaffa be Kaffa Heiser, drinking coffee in a good German, drinking coffee in a Kaffa Heiser. Kasa b'tshuvas ber eshek simin kofei she'af mi mina kedoshim mutter. The gam ein lachish l'taruvas iser deloy shchichi. In the parentheses they say v'ulay bezmanoi hoye be Kaffa Heiser ach kave shchira. Maybe there was only black coffee. Av bezmanenu hini shchia cholov u'bevaday hoye be klisha shoyse meru cholov shchol be yevikachovim ach yeshloim b'shuv dehavi klisha. Maybe it's a klisheni, so he gets involved already in the whole taruvah thing. But again, that's cholav akum, that's klisheni, that's a whole different sugya. But the bottom line is, in terms of the coffee itself, why is it not bishul akum? L'chur it should be bishul akum. Teretz is, that's why it's not going to be bishul akum. But stating that, it's just kedai to know that the pischei tshuva brings this, the pischei tshuva in the beginning of Kuf Yudalit brings this Pri Chodesh, and he's not happy with the Pri Chodesh. Says Vayin Tshuvas Panim Meirois Shechola Golov Da'af Besheicher, even by beer Lahoye Ikra Tam Yishum Datfuah Betela. Says nobody relied on that Tosfos. True, Tosfos says it. Can't debate that. Tosfos says that the Tfuah is bottled to the Mayim, so beer isn't an issue. But he says nobody really relied on that Tosfos. Ela Ikra Tam Hoye the Sheicher Shlemah Lahoye Oyla Al Shulchan Malachim. The Ikra reason was the reason the Chachamim felt that beer was okay because it's not Oyla Al Shulchan Malachim. But the bottom line is, when it comes to coffee, this is the Pischei Tshuva, it's obvious to everybody. It is Oyl al Shulchan Malachim. Umezamni alayu lochein roy lebal nefesh shaloi lishtois kava oite me oiver keichavim. Then he brings a shelus yaivitz chelik beis simin kuf mem beis. It's a fascinating tshuva if you want to look it up. Chelik beis shelus yaivitz kuf mem gimel vadvarim atikin veinkam akolma laharich. Either way, some very interesting halacha. And again, it's like with paspalta. There are people that are machmer and avada tovoy alehem bracha. The people that are mekel v'yesh lehem amalismoich. You know, when it comes to bishul akum, so some of it is straightforward. There's types of specific things that we missed out, but as it relates to coffee, so if you want to be mekel, you know, boils down to a kula from the pre-chodesh.